Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
You need to stop, drop, and roll that ass on over to the couch because you need to have a seat because we're getting ready to give you the news that you have missed for so long. Probably, ooh, what, since yesterday? Anyway, so Portia is out today. She's just taking a few days off to rest a bit. And Portia, we're thinking about you and we love you and we can't wait for you to get back here with your Dish Nation family, girl.
Get better.
So, hanging out with us today is a friend of the show, the beautiful, the talented, the top model, the housewife, Eva Marcille, baby! From Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm here, you know, represent.
I know, you always come to represent and hang out with us. Of course, we got the dynamic duo, Heidi and Frank, on the West Coast.
Hello.
What's up,
good to see you.
Peace.
Hey, you too. So later, y'all, Ray J just won't let it go, okay? Once again, he's talking about his time with Kim Kardashian. And, well, we'll tell you what he's saying in a little while. Plus, Diddy celebrated his 49th birthday. And did he outdo Will Smith? We'll check that out later. But first up in the show, Heidi, what you got?
Well, things almost got nasty between exes Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson this weekend because I guess Pete Davidson did a promo for Saturday Night Live where he joked about, oh, maybe I'll ask the musical guest Maggie Rogers to marry me. Because, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's
so
funny.
Okay. Well, Ariana Grande did not like that. She tweeted, quote, "For somebody who claims to hate relevancy, you sure love clinging to it, huh?" Mm, she was upset because allegedly they had agreed, like, we're going to go for, neither one of us are going to talk about this. We're just going to leave it alone. And they agreed to that. And
this is the only thing he has going for himself.
Please, let Pete do
let him
this.
Hold on to the fact that he had you one time.
Well, so he did that. He did that. And that was really no big deal. And it's especially not a big deal because 30 minutes before SNL aired, Ariana Grande released her latest single called Thank You Next, which talks about all of her exes, including Pete.
So can we hear it?
Yeah, take a listen.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel.
Well, Pete probably realized he needed to smooth things over with Ariana, so he said this about his breakup on SNL. Take a look.
And the last thing I will say is I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is it's nobody's business, and sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay. She's a wonderful, strong person, and I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world. Now, please go vote on Tuesday.
He looked like he was reading that. She
oh,
is
he was
genuinely
reading that. Yeah, yeah.
A good girl.
You see the head bouncing with the words.
But he didn't call her name.
Well, we know.
They know.
Well, I don't know.
Anybody
don't
else know any of Pete Davidson's other ex-girlfriends?
No. No.
His right hand and his left hand.
Pamela.
Raisha?
This is Rosie Palm and her five sisters.
So just when we thought Alec Baldwin only showed his temper when it comes to playing Donald Trump, he's hot-headed in real life. He got himself arrested Friday in New York City, and it was all over a parking spot. So he did the old New York trick. He had somebody stand in the spot and hold it for him, right? Mm-hmm. So a dude by the name of Wojciech Cheskovsky swooped in and grabbed the spot. So Alec allegedly didn't like that, so a shoving match occurred, and Cheskovsky ended up in the hospital. Alec got charged with misdemeanor assault and released, and then Alec tweeted this. Normally, I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched someone over a parking spot is false. I wanted to go on record stating as much.
Oh.
So he punched him over something else.
Yeah. I just hated his face.
But, like, what's the craziest situation you ever got into over a parking space?
Oof. When you, right, like, when you're both trying to pull in at the same time, and you like, girl, you know you saw me here. So I'm pulling in. They tried to reverse in. Mm-hmm. But, see, I have a bully of a car. Mm-hmm. Now I have a huge Jeep. So I'm like, hit me if you want to. Come on, little Maserati. Come on through. I promise you, I can hold a scrape better than you.
But can we clap one time for Eva's low-key stunt? She lives in a neighborhood where Maseratis are competing.
I know. You're a little Maserati.
And I'm the one in the Wrangler.
Well, y'all, apparently Ray J is still out in these streets reminding people that he hit it first. It's been reported that Brandy's little brother had a wild night out in London and revealed some untold secrets about his sex life with Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Sources are saying that Ray J said, Kim and I had fun times, marathon sessions, but she didn't like getting sweaty and would stop to do her makeup. If she did, she liked to look dope during sex. The right lighting, setting the mood. She was wild, and there was a red Louis Vuitton trunk of sex toys.
Too much information. That's like TMI.
By the way, I saw Ray J's video, and I don't know what the sex toys were doing there. I think he was getting the job done all on his own. Why do you need more of them?
So one fan commented on Twitter about Ray J's comments and said, Ray J constantly revealing all these intimate details about Kim Kardashian shows that he's suffering from low self-esteem. And you know the Kardashians live on social media, y'all, so Kim K definitely responded to the fan and said, or shows he's a pathological liar. Oh. You actually believe this story? It's too funny to me.
That's a good Kim voice.
But, oh my God.
Does Ray J really be out here lying, though?
He don't be lying. That's the truth. But you know what,
but who does that? Like, no one does that.
Nobody I know. I don't know what I look like.
But I don't like sweat, so I wouldn't want to be all sweaty. Here, let me wipe this sweat off.
That's my favorite part. I'm losing weight. I'm like, it's like a workout.
No, I don't like sweat,
honey. That's when you slide up and down all
the time. Plus, when the video's recording it, you got to put on makeup. You know the video's going.
Well, he will definitely have some explaining to do, y'all, because his wife, Princess Love, also commented on this.
Uh-oh.
And when someone asked, why are they talking about this, Princess Love chimed in saying, I'm trying to figure out the same thing.
But exactly. Say it how you know she said it. I'm trying to figure out the same.
Yeah. But all this stuff sounds plausible, though. Like, I mean, there's some rotisserie-built chicks out there who probably don't want to sweat during sex.
It's a natural thing to sweat during sex.
It is very natural.
You're not sweating.
But you're
not even
laying
right.
You ain't putting in no work.
Frank, would it bother you if in the middle of sex with a woman, she stops you so she can powder her nose or put more lipstick on?
Not at all. That's my goal. I'm going to knock those eyelashes right off your face. Since we're talking about people's sex lives, let's talk about Frankie Grande. He is a YouTube personality.
Friend
and if you're not
show.
Familiar, yes, he is Ariana Grande's half-brother. Mm-hmm. And he recently revealed that he's into, I guess, threesomes. Thruppling, he calls it.
That's fun. Huh?
Yes, he, at a Halloween party, introduced his boyfriends, who's our married couple.
Okay.
And when Us Weekly decided to ask him questions about it, he didn't hold back. Frankie said, these are my boyfriends. We've been dating for almost 3 months, but in the gay world, it's like 5 years.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Is that true, Gary?
Hell no. I don't know what she's talking about.
But a lot of people have these arrangements like you know, you never see, like, in this couple, you don't see Frankie without me. I don't see Frankie without you. If we're going to do this, there's no cheating in that. We both know
it's
about it.
It's always a threesome
together.
That's or
not
pitching,
sidebarring with Frankie while I'm on a business trip.
Exactly.
I would just be so tired.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot. Like, I just came back from my honeymoon.
Yeah.
I just had one. Like, I can only imagine having to do this all day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people have jobs and we record and we got to do TV. We got all this stuff.
But
like,
threesomes is just tiresome. I mean, when I was younger, I tried it. It was too complicated because one was here and one was there. I'm like,
your mouth hurt.
He can't even rest.
You can't focus I can't focus on you because I'm trying to focus on this.
Everything's
one.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so it was too much.
Too many things going
too
on.
Many things.
Is that my
too
hand
old.
Or yours? No. Where is it? Yeah. Is that you or me? Is that you? Okay.
Yes, honey. So, all right, you guys. Coming up, honey, Eva, honey, we're going to chat about the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Atlanta right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody!
Everybody!
Yes, honey! Now, we are all so excited. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is back on our TV screen.
Hey.
And for a brand new season.
And we have our girl, the beautiful, the talented, the sexy, the flawless.
All right now.
Eva Marcelle Sterling, honey.
To catch
us up, honey, on her shady moments. Take a look.
Oh, Lord.
Perfect.
This smile will never go to waste, honey. She will always be around. She stays buttoned.
The difference between Cynthia and I's modeling styles.
Maybe clutching a pearl moment. Okay. All right, with them grandma shoes on.
I think it's about 20 years.
What was that about, honey, the shade with Miss Cynthia?
Oh, girl, it's no shade. The question is, what's the difference? It's not that much difference, but time. Cynthia happens to be older than me. It's no shade. She starts every single sentence with, I am 51 cents in these cheekbones. And it's true. She's proud of her age. And at 51, I pray to God I look like Cynthia.
Oh, because, honey, see, I was like, nah, is Miss Eva being messy, honey, girl? You just got here.
Ma'am.
No, but... Okay.
What?
I'm not going to get in it. That is the difference between them. I didn't look at it as shady, but everybody's taking it and running with it like I didn't look at it as shady. And you must have got it from old Andy Cohen's ass, because I seen him somewhere last night or either this morning when I first woke up. He was on asking NeNe about the shade. And NeNe was like, it's age. It wasn't shady to her either. So I don't know. Everybody look at it differently, especially where you must just be messy to try to stir up something.
All right, so moving on, it's time for Blasting the Trash Shit. Now, if y'all don't know about this game, we're going to listen and watch these videos of these songs that just came out that are currently trending. And if you believe the song's good, you're going to say blast it. If you think it's, you know, basura, you're going to say trash it. Okay. We got an interesting blend.
Okay.
What if I told you Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black went into the studio and the result is this?
I could do that.
Check this out.
Drink till I'm drunk. Yeah. Smoke till I'm high. Yeah. Castle on the hill.
Well,
wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly.
Hey, I am so here for it.
And it's the most unlikely pairing because,
yes,
like, I would have never even thought with their first hit, that's what I liked, that Bruno Mars and Gucci Mane would be a good pairing.
But look,
but
the
swagginess. The second one in a row.
The swagginess,
love
like,
it
complements each other.
Yeah.
Bruno, oh, my God, that was everything.
It
and
was.
Gucci is the full-on man. I'm sorry. He already was the man. But this Keisha K. Yore moment,
yes,
has, like,
just
taken him to a whole...
Sparkle.
He is everything.
His
I'm here for
prison glow-up.
Yes.
That doesn't seem to be, and you know, dwindling down at all.
And his neck amazingly iced out. It's just so clean and frosty.
That's the only thing I like about the video, the costumes. Because the wording is just was like, hey, ooh. No, I love Gucci's diamond necklace and his furs. And
very Dominique Devereaux.
What about the song, Gary?
The song,
in the
they weren't saying that. What were they saying?
They just talk about their
he's
super
so fly.
They wake up
he's
in the
so
sky.
Fly.
Well, you said, well, that's bragging. I don't like people that brag on their songs. I mean, let me see it. I'm looking at your outfit. It looks nice, so why brag?
Well, Diana Ross
Diana
was bragging
Ross
about
Diana
Ross bragged. No, Miss Ross never bragged.
Really?
No. She never bragged.
They always talk about what she wants. She wants muscle.
No,
she never said
that
she was
brag.
Coming
she
out.
She said she wanted them.
And then she was confused.
She had love hangover.
She was. She said upside down, they was turning her, too. But, honey, she didn't brag about
me.
It.
That's a trash.
Inside
for you.
Out.
I'm in between. I don't like the song, but I love the costume. So I'll give them an A for costume and a C for lyrics.
All right, Brad, blast it a track.
Blast it.
Eva.
Blast it. High octaves.
Well, y'all would say it because y'all ghetto girls, but I mean, it's just not.
Proudly. Don't let these faceted curls fool you, honey. It's
okay.
Central.
Coming from a queen who's full of ratchetry.
Don't go anywhere. Kenya Moore shared some great news, and Diddy followed Will Smith's steps. We have the details on that and much more right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yes, honey. Now, women are popping out babies left and right here, Craig, regardless of age, honey. At the age, or should I say the tender age of 47, Kenya Moore, the impeached Peach from Real Housewives of Atlanta star, welcomed her first child ever with husband Mark Daly.
That's worth an applause.
Yes.
Congrats. Congrats.
Now, Miss Twirl posted a photo of her in the hospital on social media, and the baby girl's name is Brooklyn Doris Daly.
Oh, Brooklyn!
Okay, yeah.
It's a like new school, old school at the same time?
Yeah.
When I first read it, I thought it said Dior. So I was like, oh, Brooklyn Dior Daily, that's cute. But Doris, because of her grandmother, y'all know how close she was with her grandmother. She was like her mom.
Oh, yeah.
And so to pay homage to her grandmother, I think that's cute.
If you Doris, you're going to be knitting. You're going to be really good at making like baked goods from scratch.
Yes.
Okay.
Doris sounds like she can curl good hair. Like she can do a good pressing curl.
Oh, no one folds like Doris.
No, nobody folds like Doris.
And you know what? And they're going to, somebody going to mistake her and say, oh, Doris Day. Oh, I mean Doris Daily.
Not Doris. Ain't Doris Day white.
Girl, but honey, hell, with a name like Doris, honey, you can be white.
Well, y'all, Diddy believe he can fly. He believe he can touch the sky. And I'm sure he's thought about it every night and day, but he did eventually decide to spread his wings and fly right into the backyard of the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, he should have flew for Cassie, honey, and got her back.
Oh, Lord, would you stop it? Anyway, the mogul celebrated his 49th birthday by skydiving, and he shared it with the world on social media. Take a look.
It's my birthday, and I'm about to jump out of a plane. I believe I can fly.
Oh, you're funny. Hooks onto the hook. Can we run out of...
Living up that slide. Y'all see y'all when I land.
All right.
Cool. But you know what? I'm a little upset.
Why?
Because why is he copying Will Smith? Will Smith did it first, so why he want to do something Will did?
Will Smith was not the first person to skydive.
Well, he's the first one we knew about. Will did it by himself.
Because your first skydive, you always got to do it with somebody. You got to do a tandem.
Will Smith didn't do it with nobody.
What Will did and what Puff did were two different things.
Yeah. He's 49 years old. No, he can skydive.
Yeah, no. That's very adventurous. Would you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Do your thing, Diddy. You skydive for all of us, because, baby, I'm scared. So thank you.
So what are you going to do for your 70th?
For my 70th?
Yes.
I want a fireman with a big hose to come put out a fire.
Oh, my God.
What if I ask?
There ain't going to be enough water. Coming up next, Tyler Perry can't contain himself when doing press near Tiffany Haddish. Heidi and Frank got that for you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I can totally relate to this. Tyler Perry was out promoting his movie Nobody's Fool and had a hard time focusing on the interview because of Tiffany Haddish. Take a look.
25 years in this business, and I've got so many people that have worked for me, worked with me through the years. It's been incredible. I've been grateful to God for it. It's kind of hard to talk to you right now, concentrate, because Tiffany's talking about D-picks. Hand over there. But anyway, it's been wonderful. It's been inspiring. It's been amazing. And why is she talking about D-picks? So let's promote the movie. But yeah, I tell you, I'm grateful for every moment. I can honestly tell you that. It's been incredible. When she gets to ask why the hell she's talking about them picks.
No. I love that about Tiffany Haddish, because she gets it.
What do you mean she gets it?
She gets the fact that you have to entertain yourself. Oh. I doubt if anybody out there ever walks a red carpet to talk about their movie and promote their movie is having a good time. She should remain herself, be herself. That's what's selling the movie, is because you fall in love with Tiffany.
That's true.
Now, she was over there talking about Nobody's Fool and the role.
Same thing. I'm just curious how it came up. Like, did the interviewer say... Do you, now that you're famous, do you get a lot of, you know, because you're a single
Probably,
lady?
How's your life changed now that you've gone from, you know, just a comedian to now you're at the top?
More penis pics, yeah.
That's how my life changed.
Is that how you know you make it?
That's how you know you made it.
Sending you, tell me what you think about my boobs and that kind of thing. You've gotten that, I'm sure, right?
Nope, I get penis pics. That's what I get. But I made it.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.